He is the president emeritus, whatever the hell that means, of the Toronto Blue Jays. He is the recipient this year of the Conn Smythe Award. And I don't doubt for a second that he's in his tuxedo.
With no socks.
Are you wearing socks, Mr. Beeston?
I do have socks on, gentlemen.
Attaboy.
Really?
Yeah. Wow. I want to look sharp.
Yeah.
You always look sharp.
I've matured.
Now,
no, you got old is what happened.
I am
not only a witness to it, I share that experience. So now I told the story
of
running.
Well, we should say congratulations. Congratulations.
Yeah, way to go. Congrats.
Well, thank you, Damien. Thank you, Robert.
So I told the story of driving up I don't know whether it was Mount Pleasant or Bayview one morning. I think it was a weekday in the middle of the summer. And there you are walking to work. And I pulled over and I offered you a ride and you said, get lost. And but told me that you did this all the time. So how often would you walk from home to the ballpark?
I would say that I exaggerate a little bit, but at least once a month.
Okay? Oh, that's all?
I thought it was every damn day,
you lying son of a gun.
I got to get home every night. Well, you know, I exaggerate, but I do try to do it once a month. You know, in some months I will do it twice.
Now, do you...
good exercise.
You still do this?
Oh, yeah, sure do.
How long did it take you? How long?
It takes me 1 hour and 40 minutes.
Holy mackerel, we were way under.
And I take a different route every year. No, 1 hour and 40 minutes. I walk fast.
Oh, I also told that story, too. You are a whirling dervish when you walk.
He says you walk.
Well, there's no question. I can't do anything else fast.
No. I mean, if you're going 3 feet from one side of the room to the other, it's in a nanosecond.
So, Bob and I were wondering what you've done in the past year to deserve this recognition.
Yeah, I don't think you've done very much of anything, to tell you the truth.
I think it's a fair question, Damien. And I think that what they're really trying to do is first become president emeritus, then they give you a lifetime achievement award, and they'll do something else to make sure I'm not coming back, to make sure that I'm gone. I look at this thing and say to myself, what did I do to deserve? It means that, you know what, your best before date's over, and we're going to confirm it.
So you got to keep your office, and that may be the only perk I can think of for this president emeritus. But the truth of the matter is, when you quit before they got to keep your office, so there's really not. I mean, they're going to have to throw you.
No, Bob. What you know, the most important thing: an office you can have, tickets you can get. It's the parking that you need. You think about it.
Not if you walk.
That's the one thing. Well, you only do that once a month.
Which brings us right back to where we started.
Exactly.
So, let's talk a little baseball. Geez, we're a week away, aren't we? Holy smokes, that came up fast. And I think it would be fair to say, Paul, that many Blue Jay fans would have wished for more to have happened in the offseason. Give us your take on the Blue Jays offseason.
Well, I mean, you know, we did have a lot of free agents, you know, and as soon as we lost Cecil, and then we had the qualifying offers that were given to both Edwin and to Jose. At that time, you know, you'd hope that something would happen, and I think that the both Ross and Mark were proactive and looking to sign Jose. And I don't think there's any, and Edwin, I don't think there's any question about that. They offered him $80 million. He turned around, and they had to, at that time, make a decision. They may well be criticized for it, but the fact of the matter is, they had to make sure that they had somebody else in place just in case they went somewhere else. And so when they signed Morales and then they signed Pierce, they had no choice. But, you know, when Edwin came back, it didn't look at that time, you know, that it was going to work out. And, you know, we'll all miss Edwin because he was a quality guy. He was a team leader. But I think at the end of the day, you know, we got Jose back. We still have the starting pitching, and it's going to be very interesting to see what can happen this year. But I look for better things out of Stroman. You look and hope that Sanchez can be, you know, the dominant pitcher that we think that he can be, one of the premier ones in the game. You've got Estrada, you've got Happ, and hopefully Liriano can do it. And there's some of these kids, because you got to look at it this way. There is nothing that has been depleted in the minor leagues right now. So I'm very hopeful that, you know, that's going to be an exciting year and that, you know, we can go and do the things that we have to do and make sure that we get to postseason again.
So as president emeritus, how involved in these kinds of decisions are you at this point? At all?
Not at all, Bob. I mean, you know, they're, as a courtesy, they always come in and, you know, kind of tell me what is happening, but I stay out of it. I mean, I've got the best situation in the world, kind of like you and Damien. I've got all the answers, none of the accountability. And, you know, you think about it. I am like the two of you guys. We can opine on what we want, but it doesn't make any difference.
Hang on a second,
this is
Beeston.
Taking a nasty turn.
Sure.
What do you mean I have no accountability?
I'm only talking from the point of view of, you know, like, I mean, I'll tell them what I think. And all of a sudden, I read the paper, something else happened. I said, well, like, nice to listen to me. It reminds me of the old days with Pat. I mean, you know, here's what I do. Read the paper the next day.
Well, we all went through with that with Pat, I think it's fair to say. What does this honor mean tonight? It's a, you know, you're in that part of your life where people are starting to recognize you all the time. Another piece of hardware for the mantle? I think this one is pretty special, though, isn't it?
It's very special to me, and I mean that seriously. I mean, I've been coming to Conn Smythe dinners for a long time. When I came to Toronto back in 1976, you know, it was a must-go-to event.
Yep.
The fact that you would be recognized at the Easter Seal Conn Smythe Award, I mean, is special. And I'm not going to deny that or apologize for it. But you know, I don't think that I deserved it. I don't think I did anything to warrant it. But at the same point in time, I really do appreciate it. And, you know, of hard work. Trying to do your best at all time results in something like this, then, you know, I sit back and say to myself, thank you very much for this honor, because I do consider it an honor, notwithstanding the fact that, you know, I don't think that it was a singular thing. We had Bob, you know it, and Damien, you know it. I mean, we had an unbelievable organization for 40 years.
Yep.
On the field, you know, we had some great players and good players, and everyone got along. But we also had, you know, a great development staff, a great scouting staff. And I think, you know, we had as good a front office staff as you could ever want to work with. So, you know, I may be getting the award, but it was earned by a multitude of people, particularly led by the players, because they're the engine that drives everything.
Well, and I would think, Paul, that, you know, now's not a bad time to be recognized in this sports city, because things are suddenly pretty good. 5-6 years ago, nobody was winning. All of a sudden, the Jays are in the playoffs, the Raptors are in the playoffs, the Leafs are headed in that direction.
Damien thinks they're going to catch Montreal for first place.
I heard him. He's got a shot, 3 games in hand.
I didn't say that, but anyways, I thought it would be amusing, though, that they did.
It is, though.
You know, and Toronto FC, they made it to a championship game. Like, things are looking up in the city, Paul.
Yeah, I mean, it's an exciting time to be a sports fan here, you know, and we used to talk, Tim Lewicki and myself, you know, all we needed was one team to kind of lead, and then, you know, hopefully everyone would follow. And, you know, and I still think back in 92 and 93, and those were the good years for the Leafs at the same point
in
time.
They were, yeah.
You know, and the Argos, and everybody was there. Now we've got an enthusiastic fan base, an appreciative fan base, and whether you go to a basketball game, a hockey game is getting signed, the baseball's loud, the soccer, what can you say about that one? And if the Argos into the whole thing, then I think that we're going to have what we, you know, what we want, which is, you know, something that we can return. Players like playing in front of enthusiastic full crowds, and that's what they're getting. I mean, the Leafs are a story that, you know, they're almost like must-watch TV, you know, because it's that much fun watching them, whether the score's 6-5 or whether the score's 3-1. I mean, it is fun to watch. The Raptors, I mean, are a fun team to watch, you know, and if the Blue Jays can play the same way as they played in the last few years, you know, and go to spring training with the goal of winning the World Series as opposed to winning the American League, I think, you know, we can have some fun there too, because I do know that Mark and Ross would be proactive once we get to the end of July.
Before we let you go, a couple of quick personal questions. I know you've, over the years, some years you go a lot to Florida for spring training, some years not very much at all. Got any plans this year? You going to go or not?
Well, if I'm going down, I'm going to tell Mark I go down for a day or two. But I've not any concrete plans at the present time. You know, I don't mind it up here, and you know they're down there, so you know I've got to stay back here and watch the ship.
Yeah. And have you reignited your golf game at all? I mean, did you play more last summer? We didn't get a chance to play.
Because you invited
last
us out, all we heard was crickets.
But we will. And you're not going to believe this one. I just came back from the Bahamas, and you're not going to believe I was the guest and a member guest. Now, I think that will be the last time
now, was this,
that I will be the guest.
Did you go to the Ocean Club?
No, we went to Lifford Key.
It was a
terrific tournament, but I played almost as much golf in 3 days as I played all last year. But
oh, really?
This is the year, boys.
Oh, okay.
Well, I'm having my first golf tournament, and you're invited.
I would like to be invited, and you just tell me where and when, and hopefully, you'll follow through with that invitation.
In the next week, the invitation will come out to you,
just for all us scratch golfers.
No, that's exactly right. It's now, for anybody.
After the dinner tonight, are you going to walk all the way home?
Chilly, but I probably will. The one thing you got to understand, Damien, is, quick, you know, walking here is downhill. Walking is uphill.
It really is. It is. You can look it up.
No question.
Congratulations on the award.
You're most deserving.
And
Damien, I appreciate it.
Have a great night, pal.
You guys are the best. Thank you.
See ya. Paul Beeston, the president emeritus of the Toronto Blue Jays.
He's got, like, the best job in the world now.
Doesn't do anything.